Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Monday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and satellite. Now, a special shout-out goes out to our active-duty military, our veterans, our EMS and firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. To everybody that's working right now on the Third Watch, thanks for keeping America rolling along, especially our over-the-road truck drivers. Now, you can follow us on Facebook by going to the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, Gab, Parler, and Getter the same way. We're also on Twitter, at Captain's America. And don't forget, you can check out our website, too, the Captain's America Third Watch.com. Simply, the Captain's America Third Watch.com. And joining us right now from Founders Code US. .com, sorry, I almost said Founders Code USA, but it is, it's in the USA, FoundersCode.com, Denise Simon, there you go, we know you're in the USA, right?
Yes.
I was thinking of Frank Salvato's website, he's got his deal there, he's coming on next hour, but anyway, we talked about the unfortunate killing of an American journalist, but meanwhile, a Russian airstrike has killed at least 35 and injured 130 in the northwestern Ukraine military training base about 15 miles from the Polish border, where as recently as March the 1st, Florida National Guard troops were in there training the Ukrainian military.
That's correct. On the use of javelins, and any time that any U.S. envoys, meaning diplomats or members of Congress visited Ukraine, that was the first place that they went to. But what's particularly interesting is 2 days before the invasion, our Florida National Guard left. Now, what does that tell you? Why would they have left 2 days before the invasion?
Tells me they knew.
Of course.
Yep.
And so what do? Nothing. We don't do anything. Maybe it might be a minor incursion. Remember that one from Biden?
Oh, do I?
Oh, well, maybe it's more serious than a minor incursion. Oh, well, we'll just start with some sanctions.
Mm-hmm.
So if we knew this was going to happen, the whole thing stinks.
Yeah.
So I'm of the notion that, there's as much blood on the hands of the Western nations because they knew that this was going to happen and they failed to stop Putin altogether, as anybody. So, I'm not very happy with any of this.
Nope. And meanwhile, ballistic missiles slammed into a U.S. base in Erbil, Iraq. We saw the footage of them coming in. Iran right away. Right away, claim responsibility for the attack, Iran.
Iranian Revolutionary Guard Corps.
Yep.
And this administration has been asked by those that are negotiating with Iran on the nuclear deal to remove the Iranian Revolutionary Guard Corps from the terror list. And apparently, with Russia representing the United States at the table, did you hear what I said?
Yeah.
Russia representing the United States.
Yep.
Has agreed to one of those stipulations. So, why are we at the table at all? I mean, this should be, in fact, the last, and shouldn't have been up to this point, but it should be the last nail in the coffin that we completely walk away and the Biden administration does not go back into the Iranian nuclear deal, period. I mean, how much more do we need to take? I mean, if we aren't a bunch of spineless people here in the United States to be in this at all.
Yep. Now, did you happen to see the Republican senator from Idaho, Senator Jim Rice, on Fox News Sunday yesterday?
I did. I got some snippets of it.
Yeah. Well, of course, he said that we shouldn't fear World War III with Russia because he doesn't believe Vladimir Putin's forces have displayed an impressive level of ineptness in Ukraine, which, oh, by the way, they are now seeking the help of the Chinese military.
Look, we don't know what Putin is thinking that could lead to World War III and something like nuclear weapons. We have no idea of that. I think our intelligence community necessarily knows. The Pentagon may know. The State Department may know, but we don't know. Okay? So, Jake Sullivan, Lord have mercy on us, he's actually meeting this week, it might even be tomorrow, today, in Rome with the director of the Communist Party's, Chinese Communist Party's Foreign Affairs Commission. Now, this commission is actually chaired by President Xi. So, I think that they're going to necessarily put out the request to China to say, gee, you better not support Putin in all of this.
Yeah.
Somehow I don't think that China is going to be too concerned about any of that.
Yep.
But I think we ought to start using some reverse propaganda tools and already put China in the mix of complicity with what the Kremlin is doing in Ukraine.
Okay, well, hold that thought, folks. We're going right back to take a break. And when we come back, more with Denise Simon. Jeff was going to take us to break, so take it away there, Mr. Jeff Aruder.
If you want to talk with the captain or with Denise Simon, 877-969-8600 on the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. More with Denise right after this.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices. Our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Warren, and we're coming back right now with Denise Simon of FoundersCode.com, right here on the Captain's America Third Watch. Be sure to check out all the great articles she has over there. That's FoundersCode.com. Take it away, Captain.
Thank you very much, Kyle. I will do just that. By the way, this portion of the program, my conversation with Denise Simon, is brought to you by Geico. Geico Insurance, spelled G-E-I-C-O. And they've been saving people money for 85 years, currently the second largest personal auto insurer in the country, insuring over 25 million drivers, including me. Now, your local Geico office can help you find coverage for almost anything you own. They also offer coverage for your motorcycle, ATV, boat, and RV. So what you do is you go over there and you get a quote for your truck or the car you're driving. They can also cover your motorcycle. They can also cover your ATV, your boat, or your RV. But where you are really going to save money on your policy is when you bundle it in with your homeowners, your renters, or your condo insurance. That's going to save you a bunch of money, and you'll find out when you do it. There you go. Geico, G-E-I-C-O.com. Geico, G-E-I-C-O.com. After all, it's your money, and all you have to do is save a little, and that's one way to do it. Okay, back to Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com, and good morning again to you.
Good morning.
Now, over the weekend, the Democrats held a Democratic National Committee General Session in Washington, D.C. on Saturday. Now, both Joe Biden and Kamala Harris were in attendance. It's the first time they've had such a meeting in person since the pandemic hit. But Joe Biden proceeded to sit there during the whole time, and he kept bringing up the same thing, which is a lie. He was pitching the lie that the Democrats brought the economy back. Well, my question is, brought us back to what?
That's a rhetorical question, right? I mean, there is no answer to that, except that there is no economy. We're collapsing here.
Yeah. Well, back to the times of Jimmy Carter and hyperinflation, and I thought I would never say this because I thought up until now Barack Obama didn't do all of that great of a job when it came to the economy. Jimmy Carter certainly was bad. I thought Obama was just as bad, but Joe Biden's got them both beat.
I mean, we have a man sitting in the White House that more than once has said he's doing everything he can to control the price of gasoline, the price of oil.
Yep.
He's just not. It's just factually wrong. Saudi Arabia and the United Arab Emirates refused to take his phone call. Then the White House said that's not true. They lied about it. But even CNN is reporting it.
Yep.
That those two countries refused to take the phone call. So what did they have to do? They had to go to Venezuela.
Mm-hmm.
But Venezuela's got unfinished business because they got a pile of sicko Americans, sicko employees that have been jailed. Two got released.
Mm-hmm.
But Russia's going to do the same thing as they did to the United Arab Emirates. Because the United Arab Emirates said, yeah, okay, maybe we'll help. Well, Russia stepped in and said, you better not. So then United Arab Emirates said, well, maybe no more I can help out. But they're going to do the same thing to Maduro. They say, you better not help out the Americans. And so Maduro's going to go, nah, we're not going to help out. And so now we have Iran, so we're going to buy Iranian oil? Well, sure, as long as they keep, sending missiles into Iraq
yeah.
to hit our air bases?
Yep.
So, the economy's getting better. The whole economy operates on oil. Sorry, but that's
yep.
just the reality of
yep.
it all.
Yep.
So now what? Nothing. It's not going to improve. Janet Yellen has even said it's going to go through at least the rest of this year. And, you've got a whole bunch of people that are sitting here on fixed incomes that nobody talks about, especially the senior citizens,
mm-hmm.
that are hurting dramatically.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, the American Rescue Plan, it was something that was supposed to help everybody, and now it's largely blamed for the inflation that's crushing Americans to claim a great economy as Americans are suffering. Also, so under the weight of the skyrocketing prices, they're completely out of touch about what's going on, that is the Democrats, and what Americans are thinking, not to mention Biden's up to his eyeballs in all of this.
Well, now we have Russia that has asked Beijing for military, diplomatic, and financial support in this
yep.
war with Ukraine.
Yep.
So where does that necessarily lead us? Well, the Biden White House, one of the first executive orders that he signed, was to create a czar and an office in the White House by American. But we're not buying American oil and gas.
Nope.
All right. So now if we have China that has decided that maybe or maybe not that they will formally or informally step in line with Putin on what's happening in Ukraine, or if China decides to be more aggressive with Taiwan, what are we going to do? We have to start telling these U.S. corporations, whatever size they are, to decouple themselves and bring back that stuff to the United States. But that could take years. So what's the first thing that's going to suffer? I would argue that it's probably going to be medicines. So that now is going to put our healthcare system into a crisis mode. Because what did we learn through the pandemic? That 98% of our medicines, some form or fashion, comes from China.
Mm-hmm.
So we're facing a crisis here that few have talked about.
Well, I want everybody to know that Democrats are saying that Americans were spoiled by low oil prices. It's now reaching levels that it should have been to begin with by some Democrats. And to that I say they are out of their mind.
I don't care what the Democrats have to say.
Well, listen to what Kamala said. This is a funny one. Kamala says on Saturday, "So I will say what I know we all say, and I will say over and over again, the United States stands firmly with the Ukrainian people in defense of the NATO alliance." Does she know something
blah,
we don't?
Blah, blah, blah,
does she know something
blah.
We don't? When did Ukraine join NATO?
Well, I will tell you this. With the last bomb or missiles that hit, that were what, 25 miles from the Poland border?
15.
15?
Mm-hmm.
What happens if there happens to be a unprecision, a dumb bomb that dumb missile that Russia drops that does happen to land, maybe by mistake, or maybe it wasn't. What's NATO going to do when it lands in Poland?
How about the drone with the heavy weapons that wound up going down? That might have been one that we jammed and got control of.
It had two weapons on it. It happened to be a Russian-made drone. We still can't figure out who really owned it. The one that crashed into Croatia?
Yeah. They think it flew across three NATO countries.
It did.
Yeah. On its way to Ukraine. Unbelievable. Why that stayed up in the air is beyond me. Why didn't they shoot it down for flying over your territory? I would have.
They don't have a defense system up to see it.
So Poland, oh, that's right. Poland gave them their system too. I think they got it now, though. I think some areas of Poland have got it now, but still.
Yeah, I mean, we're always giving it. It's now like Germany decided to buy several F-35s from the United States. So, I mean, they decide now they want to be kind of get in the game and be war ready.
Well, when you got a drone that flies across NATO countries, three of them, and goes down in Crimea, you got a real problem. It never should have got that far.
Croatia.
Mm-hmm. Oh, Croatia, yeah, okay. Mm-hmm. It never should have got that far. That's just me talking. What do I know?
This is how it flew across Romania and Hungary. And it was a Soviet made. So whose was it? We can't seem to get to the handle of it, but we don't know if it was a Ukrainian drone that happened to be made by the Russians years ago or what. But anyway, this is when accidents or mistakes or weird things happen, this is what sets off escalated conflict.
Well, weakening Putin, I believe, is going to require targeting Russia's oil and boosting U.S. energy production. For that, I say drill, baby, drill, and dump, baby, dump oil onto the world market.
This White House, everybody is saying that, but this White House is not going to do it.
Well,
in the meantime, nobody's doing anything about Belarus.
I wonder if they will after November when they get hosed. Hold that thought. We will see you tonight. Have a great day. All right, Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, FoundersCode.com. Go over there, check out all the great articles she writes. Sign up for her newsletter, and you'll get the stuff she writes when she writes it.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch. Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
President Joe Biden is sending his national security advisor for talks with a senior Chinese official in Rome as concerns grow that China is amplifying Russian disinformation in the Ukraine war and may even be helping Russia evade punishment from economic sanctions. The talks between national security advisor Jake Sullivan and senior foreign policy administrator Zhang Jiechi will center on efforts to manage the competition between our two countries and discuss the impact of Russia's war against Ukraine on global
global security.
A woman stabbed her date, whom she had met online, in retaliation for the 2020 death of an Iranian military leader killed in an American drone strike. Nika Nikubin has been charged with attempted murder and battery with a deadly weapon, as well as burglary. Nikubin met the man on a website. The pair then agreed to meet at Sunset Station Hotel. Nikubin is scheduled to appear in court for a preliminary hearing. This is USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Everybody, this is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear the Knights, what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Thank you very much, Mr. Mike Gallagher, and thank you very much to everybody for tuning in to the Monday version of the Captain's America Third Watch. It's time right now for our Military and Veterans News segment.
Now, it's time for Military and Veterans News on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Okay, the Military and Veterans News segment is always brought to you by the National Aviation Academy. Now, the National Aviation Academy has two campuses where they will train you to become a certified aviation maintenance technician, a high-paying, in-demand job that you're going to want to pay attention to. And here's more about them right now.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, the National Aviation Academy has two campuses from which they will train you to be an aviation maintenance tech. The first one I'm going to tell you about is over here in Clearwater, Florida, which is on the other side of the bay, Tampa Bay, where I'm at. The second one is outside the city of Boston in Concord, Massachusetts. Now, both of them are similar in that you want to call up National Aviation Academy, and I'll give you the number in a minute, and ask to take the tour at one or both of their facilities and see what they have to offer. Now, in either case, you'll be able to talk to students, you'll be able to talk to instructors, and you'll be able to talk to the finance people who will tell you how do you apply for a student loan or if you happen to be military and have your student your education benefits there, no problemo. You'll be able to apply that way, and they've got all the paperwork to do it for you. Or work with you, rather. You've got to do the paperwork, but they'll work with you to get it done. So there you go. Now, their phone number is 800-659-2080. That's 800-659-2080. So give them a call and ask to take the tour at either one of their two campuses, the one in Clearwater, Florida, or the one in Concord, Mass. And if you have the time and you can do it, take the tour of each one. And then that way you'll know what each one's all about. You may not want to come down here in the sun and fun. You may want to be up there where they have four seasons of weather and outside Boston and Concord. Whatever it takes. National Aviation Academy. Find them online. NAA.edu. That's NAA.edu. And don't forget, their phone number again, 800-659-2080. That's 800-659-2080. Well, of course, big news coming out of Ukraine, big news coming out of Iraq, big news coming out of Iran. Can't get away from it. Just when you think you're going to have a little end result that might calm down for a second or whatnot, all hell breaks loose, and that's what happened this weekend. Now, first of all, we lost a civilian reporter, who was a freelance journalist for the New York Times. He was killed in Ukraine. Then, a Russian airstrike killed at least 35, injured at least 130 in the northwest Ukraine, 15 miles from the Polish border, at a military training base, one that was frequented by members of our Florida Army National Guard, who were there training members of the Ukrainian Army and how to use the missiles they had and whatnot and other weaponry. They got out on March the 1st, apparently, of that base anyway. So there you go. And then, of course, not to be forgotten about, Erbil in Iraq, our U.S. base there in Erbil, Iraq, where if you weren't paying attention, they had incoming Fatah 110 ballistic missiles hit them, a series of them, that the Iranian Revolutionary Guard was only happy to say were fired from Iran by them. Now, the scale of the attack and the size of munitions used appear to be far beyond anything that the militia groups in Iraq could use. That kind of gave us a clue to begin with that it might have come from Iran. And, of course, I'm not doubting for a second that the Iranian Revolutionary Guard wasn't involved in that, because they're definitely on a mission now to try to kill Americans and drive us out of Iraq. They believe that they will get that country and have total and complete control of it, which they almost have now, I might add. Almost, but not quite. So we'll see how all that works out. And I can tell you something else that's really disgusting. We can confirm that as of this broadcast, 85 children have been killed and over 100 wounded since the beginning of the Russian invasion in Ukraine. That's just disgusting. Because yesterday, the bad guys, the Russians, fired on a train, and in particular a car with 100 kids in it, fired on a train while it was moving. I still don't have all the details about it. Maybe Frank Silvato will have a better idea. I'm going to look it up during the top of our news for sure. But that is a war crime, plain and simple. Firing on civilians, let alone kids. That is a war crime. And I hope to hell they can level this stuff against Putin and his cronies. Because if they can, they can make them up to be the example that they are. They're not nice people. They never were. They never will be. Now, the Ukraine's President Zelensky was seen yesterday in a military hospital. Well, I don't know if it was a military hospital. It was a hospital handing out medals and ribbons for the wounded that were there, telling them we must hold on, we must fight, and we will win. Now, let's make no mistake about this, folks. Ukraine needs that aircraft, and they can make a game out of it. They can really go after the Russians when they get the aircraft that they need. We need to stop playing games and wake the hell up to understand that these people who are going to be literally annihilated by the Russians, if we don't step up and do what we need to do, it's time to bypass Joe Biden, bypass Kamala Harris, and we the people need to make such a stink to our elected officials that they won't be able to smell clean air or water for the next year. I know I'm being facetious, but you know what I mean. We need to ring the phone lines off the hook, wherever their offices are, whether they're here in the district or whether they're in D.C. Now, I can help you out with a couple of numbers. 202-221-3121. 202-221-3121. That's the House of Representatives number. You give them your zip code, you get your congressman or woman. Your senator is the same way, but a different number. 202-221-3124. That's a different number. But it all starts with the House. So how about razzing Nancy Pelosi and getting her people on board here? Because there's a bunch of Democrats that aren't agreeing with us what they see Putin doing. They just aren't. And I talked to a bunch of them on Saturday when I was at the gun show. They came up to me and said, "Captain, we love what you're doing on your show. Keep on doing what you're doing. We can't stand what our party's doing. We're done. We're over it." I said to one guy, I said, "Does that mean you are going to sign up to be a Republican?" He says, "Nope, I'm going to be an independent." Which means what? Can't vote in a primary. Yet. That may change. That may change. Okay. Hold the line, because guess who's coming on next? None other. None other than the watchdog on Wall Street, Chris Markowski, who will be right back with me.
In the sea of contradictions, you have reached the port of common sense. The Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce, nightly between 2 and 6 a.m. Eastern.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunny Bay, like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages, or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now, because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$50,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses. Your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're tuned in to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us at 1-877-969-8600 or send us a direct message. Go to thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Take it away, Captain.
You betcha. And this portion of the program, my conversation with Chris Markowski, brought to you by our pals over at Moss, M-A-U-S, Acura. Now, if you love the feel of a high-end SUV, you're going to love Moss Acura. The powertrain and technology of the Acura lineup is better than ever, and the flagship MDX Sport Utility has had a complete refresh that's made this great SUV far and away the leader in its class. Now, the MDX has a more rigid body, double wishbone suspension, 345 horsepower engine, plus some amazing creature comforts that come along with it too. And I'll tell you what, Moss Acura offers home and office pickup and delivery. Their lease programs are some of the industry's best. And your Moss Acura comes with Moss Care with free oil changes and tire rotations for life. And don't forget, they honor those who have served our country with the You Serve, You Save program for active duty military veterans, first responders, and church pastors, too. Located on North Florida Avenue, right next door to Moss Nissan. Find them online at MossMAUSAcura.com, MossMAUSAcura.com. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. Now, by the way, they're only 30 minutes north of downtown St. Pete, about 20 minutes north of downtown Tampa on North Florida. Moss, M-A-U-S, Acura. .com. Go there, check them out. All righty, Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, is with us. Good morning, Mr. Watchdog.
Good morning.
You're a big sports enthusiast, right?
Love sports.
What did you think about Tom Brady?
I'd rather be playing and coaching, but I'd like to watch, too.
Well, what did you think about being able to watch Tom Brady again?
I think it's, I find it interesting. You know, you still feel you can play. And you're capable of doing it, you know, and you're not going to want to quit. You know, I admit, you know, I haven't been playing. I haven't gotten in and played myself in the past couple of years, and I know I still can. It's difficult. I've just been so busy. you know, you miss it. And you're like, why not? You know, what else? You know, if my family says it's okay, you know, and I'm healthy enough to do it and capable of doing it, you know, I'd rather play. I get it. I have no problem with that. He's not the only one that's come back from retirement, though. You've had
right.
Michael Jordan came back from retirement. Brett Favre. Reggie White did, yep. I think, as well. A bunch of guys have done hockey too. Mario Lemieux. Mm-hmm. Certain people said, you know what? I still got some more to take. I want to come back and play.
Yep. And I think it's a great thing because right away the season tickets started getting sold, and that's what they needed to do because everybody was kind of in a state of limbo, wondering what was going to happen next. But we'll see.
Well, that's the shaky. I'm sorry, Captain. That's the shaky Tampa Bay fans. Okay.
Yeah.
That doesn't happen. I got to be honest. That's the way, you know, different there. I said they're selling season tickets, you know, in certain places in the country, no matter who's quarterback. I mean, those are the true fans that'll stick to gear with thick and thin.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, and I know what you're saying. Now, I want to talk about the favorite people, the most favorite people that we always like to talk about and love, right? The Internal Revenue Service. They announced that they are going to hire 10,000 more employees to help clear the backlog of more than 20 million requests and forms from previous years. Now, I know a bunch of people that filed their tax form last year, and they still don't have their refund back. And about 5,000...
They're about 20 million.
Yeah.
And if you file returns, 20 million backlog.
Yep. And about 5,000 of those new workers are supposed to be hired in the coming months and the remaining half over the next year.
Where do they plan on finding these 10,000 people to do this? I don't know. We're going to start hiring people, outsourcing it to India. They put out a call for just people there to answer phones. And, you know, it was a government job.
Yeah.
You know, thousands they asked to apply. They only got a couple hundred people. You're going to find all of a sudden 10,000 people that are capable of auditing others and doing return. I find it hard to believe. Where are you going to find them in this type of market? Because you're not going to pay. It's a government. They're not going to pay a competitive wage when it comes to accounting in the larger firms. So I don't see how they're going to be able to do it.
No, they're not, and we'll have to should be continued, I guess, is the only way to put that out. Now, the pandemic exacerbated major delays in processing over the past couple of years. We know that. And on top of that, years of shrinking budgets and staff shortages, the agency was tasked with distributing stimulus funds to Americans over the past couple of years as well. And in addition to the hiring surge, the agency will receive $12.6 billion in new funding through the omnibus bill Congress passed this week. I guess that's where you find your help.
Cap, they're working with a computer system there that's 50, 60 years old.
More than that, isn't it?
Just think about that for a second. And with all the changes in regards to stimulus and child tax credit, it's not capable of handling all of these changes. This is what happens every single year. The system, the whole system in of itself, it's so ridiculous at its face. I mean, it's third world country-esque. It really is how complex our tax code is and how ridiculous our tax code is. And we don't even have the equipment, the computer systems to keep up with this stuff. It's nuts.
Well, here's the solution. And then we'll drop this and move it to something different. The agency outlined a new plan to tackle the backlog, including hiring contractors and creating a 700-person surge team to process tax returns, which the agency said will close millions of cases each month. There will also be new automated tools to deal with user errors on returns and other user issues. That's how they're going to solve it.
That'd be interesting. An attorney general or district attorney going out and hiring a private law firm to prosecute cases, wouldn't it be?
Yes, it would.
God, I've never, you know, again, that's going to cost big bucks. I mean, these outside firms are going to bring other people, their outside contractors, to do this. It's going to cost the government a hell of a lot of money. You know what would really solve the problem is we get away from April 15th and the way we do taxes and just go to a national sales tax, a national consumption tax, and call it a day.
Right. Right. I don't disagree with you. You and I have said that for years. That or a flat tax or something. You pay it and that's it. It's gone. See ya.
I'm not even talking about a flat tax. I'm talking about the fair tax. I like the sales tax, the consumption tax, because that ensnares everybody. We always kind of have to worry about money laundering, and now they're talking about crypto and all this stuff. Well, you solve the problem by taxing people at the point of sale. When they buy something, you pay the tax. To me, that would work a hell of a lot better than doing what we're doing now.
Well, with Russian troops advancing towards the Ukrainian capital right now of Kiev, most voters believe the invasion could spark a much wider war in Europe, and nearly half think that U.S. troops should be a part of such a war. Now, I don't know what they're thinking, but the last thing you want, in my opinion, is a bunch of U.S. troops in Ukraine.
Yeah, they're watching too much TV with all these, various different, meatheads out there.
Well,
the tough guys pitching this idea that we should be getting in some sort of shooting war with Russia. We killed a bunch of Russian soldiers in Syria, but they were like Blackwater. They were mercenaries.
That's right.
They weren't wearing uniforms or anything like that. This is a whole, different situation. You don't want to get into this. Why would you want to escalate something like that? It's not smart at all.
And Russia's bringing in a bunch of Syrian contractors just about the same way into Ukraine right now.
I heard that, but I guess the concern is right now, and, I caught word of it this morning, it's whether or not China is going to be backfilling Russia with military equipment, which is interesting. I mean, it just shows that hasn't been, China has denied that. That would really cause a split as far as the world is concerned. And, I mean, we're going to be seeing some changes in regards to globalization. I think that this would be a big hit for that. China, I don't see China doing that. I don't see how that's in their best interest based upon the business connections that they have with the United States. So, we shall see.
Right, and we will see, because we'll see what happens. But in the meantime, it's really getting bad over there, and the rules of engagement in war are being thrown out the window, because I can confirm that as of this broadcast, 85 children have been killed, over 100 wounded since the Russian invasion began, including a train yesterday that was traveling with refugees to get them out of the country, and one car that had 100 kids in it, and the Russians opened up on it.
Yeah, it's a horrible situation. Well, this is what happens in war. And again, I don't know what the end game is going to be in this. I don't know if, Zelensky is going to call it a day at some point in time or what, simply because, it's almost like it's coaching inevitability. What's going to happen? Or we're going to turn it into this fractured real war.
Well, they meet again today, I think, so we'll find out more maybe by the end of the day. But in the meantime, I'll talk to you tomorrow. Have yourself a great day.
Excellent.
All right, Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, watchdogonwallstreet.com, his website. Go over there, check it out, find out all the different things he's up to. And oh, by the way, Frank Silvato, Underground USA, coming right up.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
I need a tax preparer. How should I choose one?
Using a paid tax preparer this year? Before paying someone to do your taxes, make sure they're qualified. Ask about their fees, experience, and training. Check with a Better Business Bureau. Avoid anyone who promises a higher refund. And review your tax return before you sign it. And make sure your preparer signs it too. For more tips, visit irs.gov and search Choosing a Preparer.
Medicaid and CHIP offer free or low-cost health coverage for children and teens. Hospital and doctor visits, prescriptions, shots, and more are covered. That's peace of mind for parents if a child is sick or gets injured. And parents may now be eligible for Medicaid, too, even if they've applied in the past. Enrollment is always open. Visit InsureKidsNow.gov or call 1-877-KIDS-NOW. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.